Save-On Drugs.
Your dial is set at 1070. In the coming hour, you'll hear the who, what, where, when, and why of the 80s from Harold Dow in Palo Alto. Says five helicopters took part in the aerial pesticide spray last night. Jody Hammond, she's found that the spread of the medfly hasn't reached Los Angeles yet. All coming up within the hour here on KNX, Los Angeles, Southern California's number one news station. Good morning with Mike Pulsever. This is Harry Burrell, KNX News Central. It's 7 o'clock.
And it's time for Dallas Townsend and the Thursday morning edition of the World News Roundup, sponsored by Datsun, which offers new cars and trucks with economy, value, and quality. Datsun, it's good for you. And sponsored this morning by Crocker Bank.
Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a race against time today in California in the struggle to contain the fast-spreading Mediterranean fruit fly. Harold Dow reports from Los Gatos.
It's a battle against the clock. Officials are trying to cover infested areas with malathion before female flies can lay any more eggs. Governor Jerry Brown has been a central figure in Operation Medfly ever since the insects made their presence known in California. Yesterday, Brown told reporters that the fruit flies are spreading out of control. He called on President Reagan to declare three California counties disaster areas.
It can spread to other states, other countries. It is a national issue. And while we do our utmost, we want to be joined in that effort by President Reagan and by his deputies and assistants and his money.
The focus of man's battle against the fly remains the same as it has been from the beginning. Stop the insect in the San Francisco Bay Area before it can spread across the nearby hills into the San Joaquin Valley, one of the nation's richest agricultural regions. Harold Dow, CBS News, Los Gatos, California.
Joseph George Helmich, a 44-year-old former warrant officer in the Army Signal Corps, was arraigned before a federal magistrate in Jacksonville, Florida this morning and pleaded not guilty to spy charges. CBS News Pentagon correspondent Ike Pappas reports the background of the case.
The Army suspected Helmich of spying as far back as 1964, only months after he allegedly handed over military secrets to the Soviets. But according to American intelligence sources, the Army dropped its investigation because of insufficient evidence. Helmich is accused of turning over the top secret operating manual, the repair book, and the sensitive core of the KL-7 system, which is designed to automatically encode messages going from Washington to military headquarters worldwide. In return, Helmich was to receive $131,000, the honorary rank of colonel in the Soviet Army, plus a promise from the Russians of more money at some future date. That was in 1963. The Soviets apparently forgot about the future payments, and it was not until August of last year that Helmich met with several Soviet agents to demand the money. Sources say the FBI was following the Russian agents and discovered the plot. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Washington.
Helmich was arrested yesterday at his parents' home in Jacksonville. Bond was set at $500,000, and Helmich spent the night in custody of U.S. Marshals at a county jail not identified.
Hey, truckers, Datsun's driven to deliver the goods with something you won't find in any other compact pickup. Room. Talking about the one and only Datsun King Cab GL. Roomiest compact pickup going. And it's going good.
Have a Datsun. It's good for you.
The King Cab has so much room in its plush interior, you can recline the bucket seats for comfort. Behind those buckets, two jump seats and cargo storage. And no full-size half-tonner beats King Cab for gas mileage. EPA estimated 25 mpg, 33 highway with 5 speed. Use 25 for comparison, your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less. 25. How's that for going good?
Sometime today, the Reagan administration is expected to state its position on the use of nuclear power for peaceful purposes and also on the danger of nuclear proliferation. Neil Strausser has details.
Officials say the policy being announced today aims at making the U.S. a clearly reliable and credible supplier of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. More so, it is felt, than it was under President Carter. But it will also restate a strong commitment to preventing the spread of nuclear weapons. The commitment, it is understood, will be expressed as yet in general terms, but rests heavily on international cooperation in trying to stop the diversion of nuclear materials to weapons use, and particularly in strengthening and supporting the International Atomic Energy Agency, whose inspection procedures came under criticism after the Israeli raid on that nuclear reactor site in Iraq. It is also hoped the motivation to produce nuclear weapons can be removed through a combination of stronger security arrangements and perhaps sales of conventional arms to right any security imbalance. Officials insist the policy reflects no change of position by President Reagan, who once said during the campaign, in talking of Pakistan, that nonproliferation was none of our business. They point out he quickly explained he was only emphasizing the difficulties involved and later stated that nonproliferation would be a major element of his foreign policy. Neil Strauser, CBS News, the White House.
Talk is increasing today in Congress about a possible change in the top command of the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll hear about that from Robert Shackney.
There's a growing belief on Capitol Hill among members of the Senate Intelligence Committee that William Casey's days as CIA director are numbered. No member of the committee is publicly calling for Casey's resignation, but the committee's influential chairman, Barry Goldwater, has been telling fellow senators he thinks Casey should go. The issue, as senators privately describe it, is not Casey's past as a Wall Street attorney, but the way he's run the CIA since January. The principal sticking point seems to be Casey's appointment of political associate Max Hugel to be chief of the CIA's clandestine service, a job that previously was held by professionals. In the view of a number of senators, that appointment brought a questionable odor of politics to a section of the CIA where politics did not belong, an unneeded embarrassment to the agency when Hugel was forced to resign. A number of senators are saying that President Reagan has a very qualified replacement for Casey quickly available. Admiral Bobby Inman, now the CIA deputy director, who enjoys bipartisan support and is highly regarded. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
That report that Senator Goldwater has been telling colleagues that he thinks Casey should go has been denied by Goldwater's spokeswoman, Katherine Grammer. She said last night that the senator called the report a malicious lie.
These new high-mileage cars are exciting as a glass of warm milk.
The Datsun 200SX is one high-mileage car built with grills, not yawns. It knows how to poof you.
Good gas mileage and performance? You're kidding.
The fuel-injected 5-speed 200SX whistles through the wind 0 to 50 in 8.5 seconds.
And the mileage?
EPA estimated 28 mpg.
Very nice.
39 highway.
All right.
Use 28 for comparison. Your mileage may differ. Highway mileage will probably be less. And this baby is loaded. Reclining buckets, full instrumentation, radial tires, everything you'd expect in a Datsun. And all put together with care and pride. It takes more than MPG to be a Datsun 200SX.
And that's good for me.
It's good for you.
The leaders of Poland's Communist Party are meeting again today in Warsaw, where Doug Sefton reports that momentous events, not likely to please the Kremlin, are underway.
The doors are closed as Poland's emergency Ninth Communist Party Congress proceeds into its third day. But from reports coming out, the 1,955 delegates are heavily engaged in a liberalization campaign that has been demanded by Poles despite the obvious concern of its Russian neighbor. Today, 16 committees of the Congress are attempting to devise a political and economic program, which it is hoped will lift Poland out of its economic slide and distribute power across a wider base. Although the move was anticipated, the decision to strip party membership from former First Secretary Gierek and his associates was unprecedented. Previously, any such decision would have been made in Moscow. And a speech by Deputy Prime Minister Rakowski demonstrated the Congress's determination that there was no turning back on reform. As he put it, it could lead to a bloodbath. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Warsaw.
It's also reported that a strenuous effort is underway to oust the current First Secretary, Stanislav Kania. At least seven candidates are said to be contesting for the party leadership, which will be decided by secret vote. At the invitation of British authorities, an international Red Cross team is about to inspect May's prison in Northern Ireland, a move that the British hope might lead to an end to hunger strikes. Sean Dugnan reports the response in the Irish Republic.
The International Red Cross intervention in the IRA hunger strike dispute has been given a guarded welcome by the new government here. It's particularly important to this administration, however, that prisoner Kieran Doherty, now on his 56th day without food does not die. Recently elected to the Irish Parliament after campaigning from his H-block cell, his death could dangerously swell the present tide of public indignation over the crisis and also threaten the very existence of this government, which survives on a very thin parliamentary majority. It's felt here the Red Cross representatives may have been presented with an insurmountable task, given that Doherty appears to have only a few days to live. It's regarded as significant, however, that a senior British official talked with the hunger strikers last night. This is seen as perhaps the opening of direct contacts between the British authorities and the prisoners, an initiative strongly pressed by the Irish government over the past few days and conveyed to President Reagan for his possible approval earlier this week. Sean Dygan for CBS News, Dublin.
Street violence broke out again last night in the London suburb of Brixton. Hundreds of youths threw gasoline bombs and stones and clashed with police. Six of them were arrested, 10 policemen were injured, and one of them is reported in serious condition with head and chest injuries.
I was shopping in my favorite department store the other day when the elevator I was in stopped between notions and lingerie. Naturally, everyone expressed concern, and I could understand why. After all, it was nearly 3 o'clock. Sensing their panic, I thought a few reassuring words would be appropriate. So I told them not to worry, because Crocker Bank would be open until later. I added Crocker opens early, too. This seemed to work, because they turned their attention to me. Should the worst come, I said, Crocker automated tellers were on the job daily till 1 a.m., and I couldn't imagine anyone having business with a bank after 1 o'clock in the morning that couldn't wait until 6 a.m. when Crocker automated tellers opened again. Well, this certainly had its effect, because everyone was quiet now. At which point, the elevator moved and the doors opened, allowing my fellow shoppers quickly to evacuate the car. I called after them not to hurry. There was probably a Crocker Bank open right around the corner.
Crocker Bank, doing more for your business. Member FDIC.
A new effort is being made to end the baseball strike, reported by Richard Wagner.
They'll be talking again today in New York as both sides try to find a way to end Major League Baseball's longest strike, now in its 35th day. The highlight of yesterday's session was the arrival in New York of a designated hitter from Washington, a town which doesn't even have a big league team. Secretary of Labor Raymond Donovan was sent up to the plate by the Reagan administration in an effort to get the performers of our national pastime back on the field. Donovan met privately with the chief negotiators for both the players and owners. Additionally, he expressed to a group of players and owners the hope that a solution to the strike can soon be found. Donovan told reporters there is some room for optimism about the chances of ending the strike, saying that both sides seriously want to settle. The Labor Secretary said the key to the settlement process is collective bargaining. So the parties will meet today amid overtones of optimism. But they've done that before, and the strike is still on. Richard Wagner, CBS News, New York.
Gold is strong overseas today. The price was fixed in London this morning at $417.25 an ounce, up a dollar and a half. The dollar gained slightly against the British pound and the Swiss franc today, but it's down against the other major currencies.
Dallas Townsend in the Thursday morning edition of World News Roundup has been sponsored by Datsun, which offers new cars and trucks with economy, value, and quality. Datsun, it's good for you. And by Crocker Bank.
Good morning, Southern California. With Mike Pulsifer, this is Harry Burrell in KNX News Central at 7:13. Operator, Riverside County Hospital shut down by the state following a probe. Lloyd Harvey in Orange County, where budget hearings resume this morning. You'll hear Fred Gallagher with KNX News Radio Sports. More baseball talks today. Traffic and weather updates from Bill Keene. Two Wall Street reports from Kim Newman and Newsbreak. All coming up within the hour here on KNX Los Angeles. Good morning. With Mike Pulsifer, this is Harry Burrell. Now CBS News covers the world at 8 o'clock.
CBS News. The Saudis say they'll rebuild that Baghdad reactor. Good morning. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Saudi Arabia says it will pay for rebuilding the Baghdad reactor bombed to bits in June by Israel. This according to the Saudi information minister, who says the orders come directly from King Khalid, whose policy is standing by the other Arab nations for better or for worse. France, which did the building job of the plant for the Iraqis in the first place, repeated today it expects to rebuild that facility. Bernard Redmont reports from Paris.
A French foreign ministry spokesman made that comment when questioned about a Saudi Arabian statement saying the Saudis would pay all the cost of rebuilding the plant in Iraq. Reports from Iraq indicate that the Iraqis intend to ask France to rebuild the plant, which the Israelis destroyed on June 7th. The Iraqi Deputy Premier, Tariq Aziz, is expected to come to Paris soon to discuss the matter. Foreign Minister Claude Cheysson said a few weeks ago that France would be willing to rebuild the plant if asked. At the same time, Cheysson said France would double, triple, and quadruple controls, as he put it, to prevent any nuclear weapons proliferation. Israel justified its attack on the research reactor by arguing that Iraq intended to use it to make nuclear bombs. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Paris.
In Washington, the administration is outlining guidelines for nuclear nonproliferation this morning. The guidelines are expected to reaffirm Washington's support for the 1970 nonproliferation treaty. More news after this.
This is E.G. Marshall with a question. Of all medications for acid indigestion or heartburn relief, which one is right for you? For years, Maalox has been recommended most by doctors. Now, the antacid ingredients in Maalox, plus an extra ingredient, are in Maalox Plus tablets. Smooth, good-tasting, and Maalox Plus tablets work fast to relieve acid indigestion or heartburn. But don't just take my word for it. Try Maalox Plus tablets. You'll find you can't do better.
Use only as directed.
Ethel Merman for Western Union's Mailgram Service.
What a difference a mailgram makes in 24 little hours.
If you want a fast way to invite one person or 100 to a party or a celebration, use Western Union Mailgram messages. One phone call to Western Union lets you send hundreds of mailgram invitations for delivery with the next business day's mail.
And it's only a day away.
Israeli planes struck southern Lebanon again today as a fierce Israeli artillery barrage killed at least five people, wounded 32 in five Lebanese villages. Eyewitnesses to today's jet attack say the Israeli craft came under heavy anti-aircraft fire from a refugee camp near Sidon. As inflation continues, many taxpayers are moved into higher brackets and they pay more while losing actual ground. There's a move in the Senate to index taxes, that is, cut them in order to alleviate this creeping effect. The Reagan administration is opposed to that move right now, fearing it would lower the Treasury's income and make it more difficult for Congress to react to the economic roller coaster. The indexing amendment sponsor, Republican Senator William Armstrong of Colorado, says, though, the time for indexing has come.
The question is whether or not the taxpayers are going to get their tax bill indexed so that they won't be automatically pushed into higher brackets. It's what the economists call bracket creep, and it has really hurt a lot of families in the last decade, and I just don't think we ought to let this condition continue.
An international Red Cross team is planning to inspect the Mays prison in Belfast, Northern Ireland today. First, however, the contingent was briefed by British officials at London's Heathrow Airport. The three-member Red Cross team has declined all comment on its mission. More news after this.
Reach out and touch someone.
Hello?
Is this Joshua Superstar?
Yeah, Gramps, is this you? Are you here?
No, I'm here.
Where?
Oh, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know.
Well, hey, how's the basketball team?
Oh, we're not doing so well. See, we only got one guy over 5 feet, and he never shows up.
reach out and touch someone.
So, Gramps, when you coming to see me?
Oh, as soon as you and your team get into the playoffs, Josh.
Oh, well, you're not going to be here for a long time.
Well, in that case, maybe I can get your mom and dad to bring you down to see your grandma and me.
What, you have a basketball team?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, but I don't think we're going to get in the playoffs either. You see, we only got one guy that's under 75, and he never shows up either.
Well, I'm going to come anyway, because I want to see you play.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Buckingham Palace reportedly is unhappy with the dispute over payments for the royal wedding late this month. St. Paul's Cathedral is shelling out some $80,000, and it expected the British television networks to pick up most of that cost. Instead, they've offered the cathedral $14,000. There's more. The choir is holding out for $3,000 a man for the singing chores. The networks have offered $2,000, but the choir's union, Equity, is holding out for $3,000. On Wall Street after 1 hour of trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 1.71 at 952.44, the volume 10.75 million shares. Reed Collins, CBS News.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California.
Good morning at 8.06 with Mike Pulsifer. This is Harry Burrell, KNX News Central, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Now the major stories in Los Angeles and the West on Thursday, July 16th. It tells what really goes on in the mind of, and heart of a psychotherapist. This unusual novel is a masterpiece with such deep meaning it could be used as a textbook to teach and to learn psychiatry and psychology. Anyone who has ever been in therapy will be intrigued. Are You Listening, Doctor? By Albert Schrutt, M.D. is available at all Walden bookshops and other bookstores everywhere. Hardcover, $11.95.
KNX News Radio Update. The world, the nation.
Five villages in southern Lebanon have been attacked by jet bombers, but it's not known who's responsible. Beirut Radio reports it was an Israeli retaliatory shelling following a Palestinian rocket attack. But Israel has not claimed responsibility. Five people are reported dead, 32 others injured.
Tax cut bills are being discussed by members of both houses of Congress this morning. The House Ways and Means Committee takes a final look at its two-year tax cut while the Senate debates indexing.
Members of an international Red Cross team have met with the British government officials in an effort to end the hunger striker problems in Northern Ireland. The team will next meet with prisoners in Belfast.
Postal workers are threatening a strike for Monday. Union employees claim the Postal Service won't bargain with them for a new contract, but service negotiators say that's not the case.
And repeating the word from Pasadena, a big fire has erupted in an apartment house in the 400 block of North Raymond in Pasadena. The fire department there has called for assistance from the Glendale Fire Department. Reportedly, the entire apartment building has been evacuated. There are no reports of any injuries. KNX News Radio reporter Jody Hammond is en route to the scene and will have further details as soon as possible.
Good morning with Mike Pulsifer. This is Harry Burrell, KNX News Central. The time, 8:50.
Newsbreak. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Interest rates were supposed to come down if there were a slowing down of inflation. Well, there has been a slowing down of inflation, but interest rates have not come down. It's costing Uncle Sam a fortune in interest on the national debt, and it's driving people who are trying to sell cars and houses crazy. An example of the kind of thing that's going on in a minute.
Reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch someone close who's far away.
And Daddy, I start next month. They gave me my own office on the 25th floor.
Oh, that's
with my
great.
Own name on it.
That's super, Andy. I bet you got a great view.
Well, not really. The new members of the firm don't get offices with windows.
My daughter, the lawyer? Daddy get to look out the window?
Not for a while, Daddy. For now, I have to look out the wall. Oh, I wish you could jump on a plane and come and celebrate with me.
Me too, honey. We're so proud of you. We know what it took to get through law school.
Oh, so do I, Daddy. And I know I couldn't have done it without you and Mama. Your encouragement, your understanding. And we all know tuition doesn't grow on trees, and you're not made of money. Daddy, thank you. I love you.
Andy, right now, the richest man in the world. Now, let me put your mother on, because she'd never forgive me if I'd let you talk to her.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
People used to sell houses by putting a sign out front, maybe, or working through real estate agents. But that's not working too well at the moment. Jack Large tried it.
Yeah, I had several different companies that had it in their hands, trying to sell it. And the economy and mortgage rates and so forth were, you know, seemingly throwing curves into them people's minds.
Large is an Allentown, Pennsylvania ad man. He says it's not that people didn't like his house.
There was many people that definitely wanted the house because it's a beautiful home. It's not just, you know, the average house sitting there. The house was totally redone in the couple of years ago that I bought it, and it was just the kind of thing that people said, yes, I want it, and when they found out what the interest rates were and when they applied for the mortgage, they had, you know, a lot of money to come up with up front, that type of thing.
So, what this situation called for was some creativity. And Jack Large isn't an ad man for nothing.
I just come up with an idea. I said, well, let's put a marathon race together in the city of Allentown and bring all the runners we can into the city and try and make an equal competitive race out of it.
He has set up a 13.1-mile race for October the 4th with the house as first prize.
Basically the same as selling it. You're giving it away, and runners are competing for it.
Professional runners can enter, but they won't be able to win the house, Large says.
We will have an amateur prize, of course, which is the house, and about 200 to 300 additional prizes over and above the house. So it's not a race where one guy is going to come across the finish line and say, look what I won, and everybody else says, goodness, I knew I couldn't beat him.
Now, Large figures, he's going to get the money he wanted for the house in the first place without any trouble.
My original plan was I wanted $65,000. My house was appraised at $65,000. And the original idea was if I made $65,000, sold my house for $65,000, I have accomplished what I set out to do, was sell my home.
The money will come from an entry fee for the runners.
Our entry fee will be $25.
The arithmetic is very promising, Large says.
Well, if we look at a field of 6, 7, 8,000 runners, you know, we could be hitting the $200,000, $150,000, $160,000 amounts. As of yesterday, since I've been out promoting and doing various shows throughout the area, I've been told last night by my budget committee that we have now crossed $160,000 in the budget.
Now, thanks to interest rates, the real estate market in the United States is drier than a bone. What it takes is creative financing or a creative seller like Jack Large of Allentown.
I'm not looking for a big profit. My original concept was to sell my home, and I'm basically trying to sell it through the running game, and the awards of the runner will be the house.
These days, if you want a house, you don't have to be rich. You just have to be fast. Now this.
7 months pregnant, and now I get hemorrhoids.
Oh, I got them when I was expecting, sis.
What'd you do?
Use Preparation H. Many find it gives temporary relief from flare-ups. The special ingredients relieve pain and itch.
Sounds like real medicine.
Even helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
I'll try it.
Check your doctor before using any medicine. Hi, how goes it today?
Great, thanks to you and Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
News break. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Listen for Charles Osgood and his Osgood File each weekday afternoon at 12:25 right here on KNX News Radio, where the time now is 8:55.
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland.
Firefighters in Pasadena are continuing to battle what apparently is a huge fire. An unofficial report indicates that three of the top four floors of a four-story apartment building in the 400 block of North Raymond are on fire at this time, totally engulfed in flames, we're told by the police department. However, no report of any injuries. Obviously, the entire building has been evacuated, and firemen from fire departments throughout that area are battling the blaze. At least the Pasadena and Glendale fire departments are already on the scene. KNX News Radio reporter Jody Hammond is headed for the scene herself and will have more details shortly right here on KNX News Radio.
The Daily News is reporting that a municipal court judge has placed a couple which operates a Van Nuys dating service on probation for child endangering. KNX News Radio reporter Diane Cummings says the couple pleaded no contest to endangering an 8-year-old daughter by permitting her to be molested in their Sylmar home by a school teacher.
Judge Morton Rockman of Encino Municipal Court has placed 36-year-old Richard Hopwood and his 28-year-old wife, Terry, on 2 years probation and fined each $200. Los Angeles police arrested the Hopwood couple and the teacher in March. The evidence allegedly shows there had been sexual activity between the teacher and the Hopwood child since the girl was 4 years old. 47-year-old Herbert Hammer, a veteran Hawthorne Elementary School teacher, faces a preliminary hearing in early August on 8 felony counts of child molestation and oral copulation with a minor, allegedly involved the Hopwood's daughter. L.A. police say evidence has been obtained indicating the Hopwood's 4-year-old son had also been molested by Hammer, but no charges were filed because the boy is too young to testify. The Hopwood children have been placed in the custody of a relative. Hammer, who was free on bail, has pleaded innocent to the charges. He's been suspended by the Hawthorne-based Wiseburn School District pending the outcome of the case. The Hopwoods operate Romantic Holidays, a Van Nuys-based dating and counseling service. Diane Cummings, KNX News Radio.
At Beverly Hills Lincoln Mercury Peugeot, we sell the turbo diesel and fuel injection Peugeot 505. We're so sure you'll be impressed by it, we'll give you one for an evening. Leave your Mercedes or Audi with us and take the Peugeot 505. You'll be impressed. So make a reservation today at Beverly Hills Lincoln Mercury Peugeot, a part of the Holmes Tuttle team.
The price is always right.
Beverly Hills Lincoln Mercury Peugeot, on Olympic, two blocks east of Doheny.
It's 8:57. Here's Bill Keane.
They pretty well cleared up that injury accident northbound on the Long Beach Freeway at Washington, but it caused quite a ripple in the traffic out there. Other than that, traffic seems to be moving pretty well. Eastbound Santa Monica Freeway now heavy from the San Diego Freeway to the Washington Boulevard area, and then again rather heavy to Crenshaw Boulevard. The westbound Santa Monica is heavy from Crenshaw to Washington. Northbound Harbor, the usual slowing from Century Boulevard to Santa Barbara. The weather's going to be mostly sunny today and tomorrow. High both days near 90. It's dried out a bit. The low tonight near 70. The current temperature at Civic Center is 75 degrees. And the relative humidity, 74%. KNX News Radio, Traffic and Weather Central at 8:58.
Every day the savings day.
If you suffer from hemorrhoids, get soothing, comforting relief from that burning, itchy feeling with Tucks. Tucks are pre-moistened pads that can help give temporary cooling relief of external itching. Tucks may be used as a hygienic cleansing wipe or as a compress for continuing relief. You'll find Tucks in 40 and 100 pad sizes at your nearby thrifty drug and discount store. Ideal for relief of feminine itching, too. Some antacids give you more than you bargained for. They relieve your upset stomach, but you may end up with constipation. So don't trade one problem for another. Try Maalox tablets, the non-constipating antacid available at thrifty drug and discount stores everywhere. Maalox tablets are mint-flavored, easy to chew or swallow, and they give fast, effective relief from stomach upset, heartburn, and acid indigestion. Keep Maalox tablets handy. They're available in bottles of 50 and 100 at thrifty.
Your dial is set at 1070. In the coming hour, you'll hear the who, what, where, when, and why of the 80s from Jody Hammond. She'll report from Pasadena on that apartment house fire this morning. John Clark Fortner in San Jose. He'll update day 3 of fruit fly pesticide spraying. Jake Jacobs in Los Angeles on a controversy brewing between two newspapers. Patty Barnes in San Diego with more on that probe into a multi-million-dollar car theft ring. You'll also hear Fred Gallagher with sports, Bill Keane with traffic and weather, late stocks, the San Francisco Report, and Hank Grant Showbiz News. All coming up within the hour here on KNX, Los Angeles. Good morning with Mike Pulsifer. This is Harry Burrell, KNX News Central. Now CBS News covers the world at 9 o'clock.
CBS News. The Reagan administration has issued its first policy statement on nuclear non-proliferation. I'm Douglas Edwards, reporting on the CBS radio network. The president said the United States will be a reliable supplier of nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. At the same time, Mr. Reagan said it will seek to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons throughout the world, and the United States, he added, would view with grave concern any future nuclear explosion by a country that does not now have nuclear weapons. The president said the urgency of this commitment has been highlighted by what he called the ominous events in the Middle East. Today, Saudi Arabia said it will bear the full cost of rebuilding the Iraqi nuclear reactor destroyed by Israel last month. The Saudis said the decision to rebuild the $250 million facility was based on, quote, our belief of helping our brothers. Now, this message.
When that sun breaks out, lift up your head and shout, it's gonna be a great day.
Kellogg's waits for you, that spirit comes shining through, promising you a great day. How could you think of starting this bright new morning without your cane?
Has been making great days for more people for more years with more cereals than anyone. Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Product 19. Trust your morning to Kellogg.
The very best part of stocking, your bright new morning is Kellogg's way. It's not far away. Kellogg's will help you save.
The cast of characters in the 35-day-old baseball strike is under increasing pressure to settle the dispute. The sides are meeting again today in New York, and Jerry Landay reports.
Rushed by reporters, Ray Grebe, the chief bargainer for the owners, labeled as phony, published reports he's being ousted by disgruntled owners. Grebe would not say whether he's carrying a new proposal on their demand for compensation for the loss of free agents. The owners have rejected a formula by federal mediator Kenneth Moffitt. One of the owners, George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees, has termed today's possibly the most important meeting so far. He declared the game is now at the danger point. If no solution is forthcoming by tomorrow, there's speculation here the administration will invite both sides to move the talks to Washington. Jerry Landay, CBS News at the Baseball Talks in New York City.
In California, the medfly is still buzzing faster than the helicopters being used to eradicate it. After some delays this morning, five helicopters got off the ground and sprayed 20 square miles, half the area officials had hoped for. Two larger helicopters are to be added when the operation resumes early tomorrow morning. A spokesman for the medfly project tells us where things stand now.
I would say we're anywhere from half a day to a day behind schedule, but it might be made up with the new helicopters coming in. So schedule seems to be right on target, just with a few malfunctions and little delays, but hopefully it'll be made up with more equipment.
It's reported that Israeli planes bombed targets in parts of southern Lebanon today, the fourth raid of Palestinian areas in a week. The attack followed the rocket attack on two northern Israeli towns yesterday, in which three people were killed. Pro-Syrian guerrilla groups claim responsibility for the rocket attacks on Israel. The former Army warrant officer accused of selling military secrets to the Russians pleaded not guilty today to espionage and conspiracy charges. Joseph Helmich appeared in at his arraignment before a federal magistrate in Jacksonville, Florida. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average down 2.38, volume 17.75 million shares. Now this.
Who thinks about winter in the middle of July? Sears does, and so should you, because now, before the snow falls, Sears prices fall. Save 25% right now on all winter outerwear for kids at most Sears stores, with layaway convenience, too. Cozy coats and jackets, sporty vests, parkas, the works. All a cool 25% off until July 25th. And a small layaway deposit will put your purchase in a deep freeze until September 15th. To help you save now on kids' winter wear, you can count on Sears.
You've got a ticket on the Heartburn Express. And if one Rolaids tablet can't cut the mustard, you should hear this. Tums neutralizes one-third more acid than Rolaids. So when you eat more, feel more, and your stomach churns out one-third more acid, remember, Tums neutralizes one-third more acid than Rolaids.
It's been called a race between scholarship and thievery. The National Geographic Society says that looters are sacking Mayan pottery from ancient tombs in Guatemala at the rate of 1,000 artifacts a month. The thievery is being blamed on the inflated international art market. Some pottery and bowls made more than 1,000 years ago are being sold for as much as $50,000 to art dealers, collectors, and museums. The Society says that about half the knowledge that could have been obtained may have been lost to the looters. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California.
Good morning at 9:06 with Mike Pulsifer. This is Harry Burrell for KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Now the major stories in Los Angeles and the West on Thursday, July 16th.
Pasadena firefighters battle an apartment house blaze on North Raymond Avenue.
California officials hope to be back on schedule by tomorrow in their fight against the Mediterranean fruit fly.
Firefighters continue to battle large blazes in Los Angeles and Kern counties, one of which has claimed a life.
And authorities have released a man they thought might have started a chemical fire which led to the closure of Seal Beach.